Great. Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming, and for those of you that are watching from afar, great. Good. We have this morning Mr. Steve Bilodeau from ABC to give us a thorough talk on how to deal with bed bugs, other bugs. We had an incident about 4 weeks ago. Mr. Bilodeau's company assisted us, and I think we have a lot to learn about preventative measures and what to do should we experience this situation again. So, if you have questions, ask them at any time. We have the hour, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Bilodeau. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. Who ever had an experience with bed bugs? Nobody? You did? Who would be shy to tell?
Everybody.
Everybody, right answer. Should we be? No, absolutely not. One of the problems with bed bugs today, otherwise than they love us, they don't like us, but they do love us, I'll cut back on that, is communication. People are not telling when they have bed bugs at home. So it is getting spread and spread and spread. So we'll get back to this. So today we'll go quickly. You feel free to interrupt me whenever it's good for you, because we probably won't have much time to go through everything. So a little bit of history, biology, ID, habits, problems. Seems to be a few problems with bed bugs. Solutions, treatments, prevention, detection, and questions. So the oldest, no, I'll go like that. Who was the first man to have an experience with bed bugs? Caveman. 30,000 years ago, approximately, this is a proven fact, bed bugs used to live in caves and feeding, blood feeders, feeding on bats. But then someone else came to live in those caves, humans. It was a much bigger target, much easier to detect, much easier to stay around. Okay, so it was much, much, much easier for their life, since human beings are part of their lives. We became the host number one, of course. And it's getting easier for them as we travel, as we build high-rise buildings, as we have many, many people in single area or small areas, because the more people, the more attractive it is for bed bugs, of course. So what happened with the bed bugs? Everybody heard that bed bugs used to be here for a very long time, then it kind of disappeared, then it came back. They never really disappeared. What happened is, in the late 50s, we used to use products like DDT. Everybody heard about that? That product was magic, killing pretty much everything, including people. So we had to stop. We realized it would have been a problem keeping going with the product, so we eliminate that. Then became pest control, putting traps, doing inspection, and checking if there is really a problem instead of putting products everywhere. So what happened with the population of bugs? All of them, a growth, of course. And we now interfere, pest control management companies, only if it is a real problem. Three ants in one house is not a big problem. One bed bug in one house is a problem. But we don't always chemically interfere. So that's why the population of bugs became more important. And we also facilitate their life a little bit, putting garbage everywhere, food everywhere, people everywhere, sleeping on the ground. Saw that before? Maybe we could pass this around? All dead. I suggest you do not open the container, but they're all dead, guaranteed. It's been a very, very long time. You can see the male at the very end, which is longer than the female ear, a nymph, which is a young one, and the eggs. And here you could see the marks, feces, very easy to recognize, and the eggs and a baby. What would be the difference between this guy and this guy? There you go. Non-fed yet, but it's going to look for it. They need it. They need it to merge, they need it to grow. The blood is their gasoline, our blood. So for the size, everybody saw, the maximum, the biggest size you can see A bed bug, fully adult, is a little bit smaller than an apple seed to compare. So yes, you will see them if you have a problem eventually. The beauty of it is that they reproduce pretty quickly. So after 2 months, if I bring only one female adult in my home, it might be hard to find. In 2 months, it'll be very easy to find, very detectable. There's going to be maybe 100 to 150 bed bugs after 2-3 months in good conditions. We'll talk about it later. So the color is pale yellow to dark brown, depending if it was fed or not. They usually feed once a week, so then the color changes because you'll see your own blood through the bug itself. But then as it is consuming as a gas tank, the color slowly begin to disappear. And in a week from there, it'll look for another meal. So it'll look for you or for me. So these are the stages. So we start with the egg. I'll go quickly. The egg, first 1, 2, 3, 5 instar. So they're going to merge. They're going to leave a dead body behind them, an empty shell that they're going to break, a little bit like a lobster, to grow a bigger one. Each time they do need a blood meal. Very important. If they do not find this, they die. That's it. If they don't find a human, they'll go for a cat, for a dog, maybe for a bird, if they can catch it, anything living. Whatever it is. If they don't, they'll die. That's it. After how long? That they will die? Generally speaking, after 2-3 months, if there is nothing available, the full population will be dead. But there is a few studies over the last years that have proven that in some cases, they could survive up to 1 year without a meal, which are very, very, very extreme cases. Very rare. So biology, we went through it a little bit, 5 stages, 3-4 generations per year. Of course, it's going to be a bigger of a problem as we go. So only one female that is an adult can cause a pretty huge problem if it's not detected early or if we don't take the proper actions. It's not a matter of hours, it's not a matter of days. Could wait a couple of weeks, even 1 month. But the important thing is going to be to organize the work, the detection, what's going to be done, not to act too quickly. Communicate quickly. Tell about the problem, ask questions, build a plan, then take action. Do not begin to spray. If I have bed bugs at my place, worst thing I can do is go get some Raid at Canadian Tire and try to shoot all the bugs I see, because the ones I see, I will kill them. If I have a direct hit with those products, it definitely is going to die. The other ones that I missed will detect the product and go further to hide. Reach your neighbor, for an example, move into another apartment, or hide in a bag and just go take the bus with who owns the bag. That might happen also. These are all places where you can find bed bugs in an infested apartment. So how do they travel? Let's say I'll take myself again as an example. I have bed bugs at my place. I have my carry-on bag. I have my winter coat, whatever it is, on my bed, on my couch. One bed bug is just traveling as I grab my coat and go to the bus. You sit next to me, maybe bed bug will go on your coat and follow you up to your work or at home. This is how they travel. Very easy. By accident. Yes.
Do they jump or they actually have to go down?
They do not jump. They do not jump. At all. They do not fly. They walk fast, but that's the only thing they can do. But they walk pretty fast, pretty quickly. But no, that's a good question. Thanks. They do not fly. Not at all. Or jump. Why do we call them bed bugs? Because they had like 50 different names over the years. We call them bed bugs because this is where you sleep, in a bed. If I would sleep in a bath, we would probably call them bed bugs because this is where we found the majority of them. When there is too much, you're going to have to go and find different hiding spots. Might be anywhere in the home, especially under those baseboards, under the bed frame, under the box spring, between the mattress and the box spring, the seams around the mattress, all these areas they love. They hate the movement. They don't really like. They don't like the lights, of course, but they love us, as I was saying. How do they detect us? Who can tell me? Sand? Close enough. Carbon dioxide, the heat, and the smell. They attack at night, mostly between 2 and 5 in the morning, because this is where we sleep, very quiet. We're an easy target. What's happening when it comes on us to bite us, to steal a little piece of drop of blood? Do we feel it? Nope, we won't. And it's made like that. There's no way you're going to feel a bed bug. You'll feel it after. There's no way you're going to feel it. It will inject you a little product, so you won't detect it's there. If you move a little bit, it'll wait 2-3 seconds and come back. This is why sometimes you might read or heard that there's 2-3 spots in a row. It happens occasionally. It doesn't happen all the time. It might be everywhere where it can reach you. So carbon dioxide, of course, this is how they follow us and they find us. Only a few feet. But again, they do not jump, they do not fly, but they walk pretty fast. So they can do the tour of a house 2-3 times in one night. No problem. So if I have a problem in my bed and I realize tonight that I do have bed bugs in my bed, what's going to happen? I'm going to go and sleep somewhere else. They're going to find me. It's only a matter of days, but they will find me. Some of them maybe won't, but the majority, I guarantee, they're going to find you, wherever you go. So you're going to have to kill them, and that's it. Any questions so far? Not going too fast? No? Not too boring? No? You're not too afraid? Yes. Okay. What is the worst that can happen if you're stuck with bed bugs? You're going to call an exterminator. You're going to shop a good exterminator. Ask questions. Then he'll come to your place, do treatment, and it'll be over. In Quebec right now, in the province, 67% of the treatments are done only once, and the problem is over. Sometimes we have to go back, because sometimes the source is not that apartment or that place. If I have bed bugs in my apartment, and there's 2 possible entryways. Myself bringing something, might be visitors, it's human that came in, and everything we carry with us might have been infested, or my neighbor. If I decide that I will not call the owner of my apartment building, and I will treat that myself, and I'm no expert, and bed bugs, not a good idea. Pretty much anything, you can go in the store, get advice, get the right products, and do it yourself. Bed bugs, not recommended. Speak with the City of Montreal, Quebec government, Health Canada, they'll tell you hire a professional. Because if you miss, you just infested most of your neighbors. 1, 2, 3, then it'll be the building. I've seen buildings that had to be treated 80, 90, over 100 apartments for bed bugs because of one person. Then another one, then another one, then another one. And by the time that we realized that the full building needs to be treated, it was way too late. There you go. Had to be done. And it's a lots of money involved. Those treatments are expensive. An apartment in the market in Montreal, a 5.5, the cost for that is approximately $500 to be treated with a good guarantee. If you speak with someone who's willing to do it for $100, I suggest you keep going with your shopping. Okay? There might be a problem. The preparation is going to be a key element. There's many things. Who is in charge? If you have bed bugs at your home, who's going to be in charge of the problem? You and me. And if you're a tenant, the owner also needs to be involved. I'm going to do 33% of the job. You're going to follow my instruction. And the owner needs to call someone serious to check your apartment, check the ones around. If there is nothing, you're the lucky one. We'll treat the problem there, and it's over. But if I find something else, we need to keep going and on and on and on. And this is by law an obligation in Montreal. Just so you know, if you live in an apartment and you find bed bugs, you have to tell the owner immediately by law. If you don't and he finds, he can kick you out in less than 2 weeks. Forget about la régie du logement. There's municipal laws in Montreal, and they really enforce that since 2-3 years because of the bed bug issues. It's extremely costly for the owners. It's no good news for them. But it's part of life. Now it's really part of when the experienced people are buying buildings right now, they have a check for bed bugs immediately. Most of the times, or often, there is problems, So they're just going to negotiate a problem like it would be paint to be redone or three windows to be changed. Part of the deal, and that's it. It happens so many times. There are so many bed bugs in Montreal right now, but it can be controlled. Why is there so many bed bugs in Montreal right now? Communication. People are not telling. People are making bad decisions, trying to treat themselves, hiring someone very cheap, thinking it's going to be the exact same thing, or not checking the neighbors, or not communicating completely the full information to all the concerned parts. That's not me in the middle. These are skin reactions from bed bugs. These ones are probably the worst I've seen so far. Never seen worse than that. And these are pretty rare. I'd say maybe out of 20 cases, one or two will have skin reaction bad like that. And that's it. Very itchy, but that's it. It will disappear after a couple of weeks, and that's it. I suggest if you do have a few red spots or something, that doesn't mean you have bed bugs. Might be mosquitoes, might be skin reaction, might be an allergy, might be paper fiber, might be all kind of things. The best way to know if you do have a problem with bed bugs is call an expert and have the place inspected. They don't find anything. Well, if they find bed bugs, there you go. There's bed bugs. We treat and it's over. If they don't, it doesn't mean there's no bed bugs. It means that there is no bed bugs or that there's only just a few and it's not detectable yet. It might be hard to find one or two. You remember the eggs? 1 millimeter clear. Might be hard to find in a three-story home. Very tough, very tough. So what will happen? You don't find it, do you treat? No, because you don't know if it's a problem yet. Go back in 2 weeks, reinspect. There's going to be more bed bugs. It's going to be much easier to find. Then you know it is a problem, yes?
Will a dog have you inspect visually, or you get the dogs?
Visually, that's what I would recommend. The dogs are very good too, but the dogs are useful like they do here, to check all the rooms, because there are so many rooms, it would be very time-consuming for the staff to do it, if it's extremely long. The dog is much quicker, and it gives us a very good idea of what needs to be done. But to check maybe only one apartment, one house, I would go with a technician who can see and show you what's going on. He will find the bugs one day or another one. Okay? Problems with bed bugs. Reputation. Who wants to tell? Nobody. Who wants his name on the internet? Nobody. Who can put a name on the internet? Everybody. Go on Google, any hotel site, I'll show you something after. Any hotel site, if you type bed bug in Montreal on the internet, you'll be amazed. The comments that people are telling, false or wrong, about infested places. But remember one thing. Let's say McGill has bed bugs. No, McGill doesn't have bed bugs. Someone bring bed bugs in a department or in a plain office or somewhere, and that's it. We control it, treat it, and that's it. End of the story. Okay? The building itself doesn't have bed bugs, and it's pretty rare that the owners are planting bed bugs in the building also. It came with somebody or merchandise. Not the grocery, something like that, but someone, something that we carry very close to us. Yes?
So this person keeps coming back, it doesn't get their place.
There you go. We see that often. We see that often where we'll go in one. I have a case this morning, I have two guys working on this, but we know that they have friends that are coming on a very frequent basis, and we want to go inspect there because we're convinced. We've checked everything and recheck and recheck. That's the only last possibility because sometimes you're going to have to go by elimination, inspecting and again and again. So these people, that's why we're telling communication. Not something easy to tell your friends, you know what, I got bed bugs at home. And maybe you do have the same issue. But you're going to have to do it. You need to ask these people. Bed bugs, so what? Nothing to be shy about. Is it because we're dirty? No. I told you at the beginning, the fun thing with bed bugs is they love everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter if you have a French accent. Hopefully, no, they don't. No. Whoever you are, whoever you're from, the age, color, speaking, it doesn't matter. They love us, and that's it. Everybody. If you have blood in your veins, and I suppose everybody does, you might be the next target, and that's it. Okay? The other problems are economically, it's extremely expensive for hotels and also for the reputation. But think about it, it's not very funny for an hotel owner that customers are bringing bed bugs in his hotel, then they go put bad things about him on the web that you can pull back like this. Try to reach someone at Google and have this erased. Good luck with that. So it's certainly not something funny for the owners. Neither for the customers, because some hotels will deny that. A couple of years ago, I'm also involved with the AQGP, which is the Quebec Pest Control Association. We are giving a conference in Gatineau a couple of years ago, and I have two of my friends that are serious specialists on bed bugs. We're very well known here and in the United States, and they had bed bugs in their rooms. So they went to the lobby, speak with the manager, and the manager was totally denied. Impossible. It's impossible because it never happened before, and it's a nice hotel. I mean, they renovated 2 years ago, so why would they have bed bugs? Because someone put them there by accident yesterday or the day before. Someone who maybe doesn't know. Maybe someone who doesn't have any skin reaction at all. Remember, only 30% of the population has skin reaction. The rest, they don't. Sometimes I have mommy and daddy at the counter. She's full of bites. He's got nothing, but they do sleep in the same bed. That's what they told me, at least. There's no way they only go for the lady. They have a preference. Kids, number one. Second, the ladies. And third, the guys. But the guy will be hit too, that's for sure. But often, only one out of the two has skin reactions. But not having skin reactions doesn't mean that you do not have bed bugs. Okay? So the skin reaction is not a good element to gauge. It's part one of many, but it's certainly not the best one. Evidence, physical evidence of bed bugs, that's it. That's why we do recommend visual inspections. I wasn't too shy to put the address because this is public information on the internet. These are addresses. I just typed bed bugs in Montreal, and there was like 50 pages like that of people who wrote that there is bed bug that address. But you know the funny thing? Maybe the guy who wrote that there is bed bug there. How come he knows? But it's his apartment. Oh, there you go. He brought them. Then he's telling that the owner is very bad because they have bed bugs in the building. Well, you know what? The owner doesn't live in that building. He didn't bring the bed bugs there for sure. Only the ones that are living in the building. That's it. Same thing here, same thing in an hotel, same thing anywhere, an office, whatever it is. How come there is so much bed bugs right now? What time is it?
Sorry?
Oh, thank you. How come there is so much bed bugs right now? Because before the 90s, the 1990, bed bugs were not a problem. Why would we do it? We don't do research if it's not a problem, right? Whatever the domain is, we do not. So bed bugs were not there at all. We thought they were dead. No, they were not. Not at all. But slowly came back because there were one case here, another there, misidentification. Technician went wrong on the kind of bugs, thinking it was just something else. Just did regular spray, not knowing exactly what it was doing. So now there's two apartments with bed bugs, then three, then four. Because people do not communicate. Again, they don't ask the right questions sometimes. They don't take the right information. And there you go. So bad identification is not one. And the treatment itself. There is lots of products on the market, but very few will kill the bed bugs. They're very tough bugs. Super bugs. There's all the bugs and bed bugs. They evolve, they adapt, and they're specialists in hiding. Very good at that. But we know that. So we can fight that. Not a problem. Again, not too many products, but again, you're going to hear a lot of companies in Montreal or in Canada saying that Health Canada doesn't really help us because we have very few products to work with against bed bugs. We need to go with the label. If it's not on the label, we cannot use it against that bug, like any medication. In the United States, they have next to not far from 1,000 different products listed that they can use, and they have very poor control. Because they do not communicate. They rely on the products. But there is a very, again, And I'll always come back on communication. It is the key element. Extremely important. And that's it. Victim. What kind of treatments can be used against bedbugs? Because there is treatments, and it is working. When, and believe us, believe me, we do a lot. My company, we have 12 technicians working full-time on the field. 65% of what we do is bedbugs. We do a lot, because there is a lot, but we're a little bit specialized in that. But different treatments that can be used, carbon dioxide, everybody knows that, dioxide of the very cold, you will freeze them. The problem with this is a little bit like a hammer. Every bed bug I'm going to freeze will die. But the rest, and you can freeze an apartment or house completely with this. You cannot go behind the gyps. If this is a room and it's severely infested with bed bugs, they're going to be behind this. They're going to use maybe a little opening at the end, maybe a little hole that was there before. Whatever it is, they're going to find a way. They're going to use the piping, the electricity, to travel from an apartment or to a house to another one, if it's attached, of course. There's no way they're going to go in the grass and climb on the house. They do not live outside. They hate it. They only live inside, with us. Heat treatment, they work very good. If it's a house, it'll be perfect, because you can heat everything, you can control everything. If it's an apartment or an office, or a class, you can't do that. Because some of them will be totally cooked in the building. The rest, they're going to go away. Because the temperature will slowly rise up to 55. But before you reach that 55 and maintain it for a couple of hours to cook all the bed bugs, some of them will have time to escape. And it would be impossible to seal all over this. So it is a good technique for certain cases, not for all of them. Chemical conventional treatment are still the highest rate of success for now. Nothing else works better than this for now in multi-residential, in offices, and in some parts of buildings like that. Okay, questions so far? No? Am I that good or I'm not? No, just kidding. Communication. Again, the most, and I'll never say it enough, the most important is to tell. If you have a doubt, say it. If you see a bug, you're not too sure, you think it might be, catch it, won't bite you normally, put it in a small jar and call an exterminator to do an ID. Then you know. That needs to be done quickly. Do not wait, do not hesitate, tell it. Because if it's a bed bug and there is more than one and you decide not to tell, while you're not telling, they do babies. So there's going to be, it might become a huge problem after that. Prevention. Know the signs? Blood spots on the sheets. It might be something. You need to check it out. Maybe have it inspect. If you have a few things like that, hitching suddenly after a few days, blood spots, feces that I've shown you, or the little friend itself. Where are my friends? Oh, there you go. I thought somebody would stole them. Be very careful. Yes?
Actually, they do.
I've seen, didn't bring the pictures, but I've seen a case last year, probably the worst I've seen in 18 years. It was very bad. There were probably over 100 thousands of bed bugs in the house. Yeah. It was there for probably 10 years. No one did nothing.
People lived in the house.
Oh, yeah. If we can call it live, it was very, very poor condition. It was very bad. And there were tons of spiders in the house because of the bed bugs. Roast beef for them. Yeah. Yeah. But we made an arrangement with the spiders so they stopped stealing our jobs since. No, just kidding.
My husband says, don't kill the spiders.
He's right. All the spiders are predators, and the ones we have here are not dangerous for us. Someone who's telling you, you know, at night it's you get bite by or sting by spiders, that doesn't happen. No, not the ones we have here. On the planet, all insects together, less than 1% can bite or sting. And it's that happens mostly where the weather allows it to have longer life and everything. Here it's very different. Very, very different. So, no. Picking up a nice chair or a nice mattress on the side of the street is not a good idea. Do you have an idea how many times it happens in a month? Incredible. We see that. I've seen that. I see that every week. We write with paint, bed bugs, do not take. They don't care. They'll take it. And we tell them, we chase them in the street saying, look the bed bugs. Nah, it's okay. I'll clean it later. Bring it in their apartment. Then boom, 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 boom. Education is a very, very important part for bed bugs. We need to coach people. We need to tell them. We spend much more time educating people than doing the extermination itself. It's mostly the problem. For an example, when we go do a bed bug treatment, we will bag up pretty much everything that needs to be washed after that cannot be treated with chemicals. Can you believe that some people will not do it? And we show them, this is full of bed bugs, your shirts and everything, because they were on the floor, and they're full of bed bugs. You need to wash it quickly, put it to dryer, then it's over. We go back 2-3 weeks after, bags are ripped, took the shirt, took shoes, took whatever they need, won't wash it. We see that. This is why bed bugs became so popular, because they really take a good advantage of this. Very good. Yes?
So it's cloth, it's furniture, it's... what about books? Would it be more likely to be in the backpack?
It would be very bad luck, an accident. Can it technically happen? Yes, absolutely. Technically, can I win the lottery 3 times in a row? Yes, but chances are very poor. I'll tell you a good example where I would be afraid of bringing a book here with bed bugs in. I had bed bugs on my place, serious infestation, and the book is in an area, well, next to the bed or something like that. One or two might go there to hide, and if I pick it up, they're going to stop moving. Next, at the drop, they're going to try to go away. Can it happen? Yes. Chances are low. But yes, it can happen, especially that here at McGill, all of the rooms are inspected and treated before the students are coming back. You know that? All of the rooms you have, all of the apartments that you have?
Oh, the residences.
Yes.
Okay.
All of them,
yes.
They're checked during the summertime with the dogs, K9. Very good company, by the way. They're all checked and treated as needed. If they have a doubt, they treat it and that's it. So they do a lot of prevention here, very much. A clutter, an apartment that we call a clutter is not a good idea, of course. It might cause problems in the whole building again. So if you do have bed bug issue, it will be a good time to get rid of some material. You can give it to someone you don't really like, but I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend it. Make sure you give him my card also. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Cracks. If you live, especially if you live in an apartment or you have adjacents, you have neighbors, surrounding neighbors, it is always a good thing to make sure that silicone is there, everything is pretty much perfectly sealed. Even there, maybe the kids will bring bed bugs, but at least if your neighbor has a problem, it'd be more difficult for the bed bugs to reach you. What can be done? Inspections. Again, the only way to prevent is never to put products, to put chemicals. Never do that. Would you take medication not knowing if you're sick or not? No. So you should never put any chemicals in your home, especially where you live, if you're not sure that you do have a problem. Even there, you need the right product, right amount, and that's it. Putting powder all over the place will not help you. I guarantee if you have bed bugs and you just put stuff all over the place randomly, they're going to end up hiding on the ceiling. That's it. They're going to find a way. Especially in hotels and apartment towers, our company, we do tons of inspection on a monthly basis just to make sure that there is no problems. So if you live in an apartment and it's one of my customers, eventually you will see one of my technicians knocking your door. You've been warned before that we just come to do a checkup. And by law, you have to open the door. If you don't, I'm going to call the city. They're going to come with the locksmith and the cops. We will get in to check what's going on. If you want to own your own house, it's okay. It's private. You open the door if you want. You don't if you don't. If you rent something, you have obligations too. Very important. So identification again, information available on internet. Who went on internet to check about bed bugs? You did? Funny, eh? Try to sort what's...
Independent source, so university.
There you go.
And
this is where you should go. This is where you should go. There is many universities with very good information on bed bugs. AQGP is not the one, I'll give it at the end. And the city of Montreal. Okay, they consult the Quebec Pest Control Association where they should take the info, and Nation is pretty much right on this. Be very careful if you go shop on extermination companies. Be very careful. Some guys are a little bit funny. When you see, open the page and it's special $29, whatever it is, I wouldn't take my information for bed bugs there. Go visit the university sites. Marie-Jude du Logement, AQGP, extermination, everybody will get copies, I believe, already had, so you can see them there. Pneus et l'info, the last one is the City of Montreal, the middle one is our company, of course, and AQGP is the Pest Control Association, I said a little bit earlier. Questions? Yes?
Is it possible that
frame
come on brand new frame tree or different store?
I'm sorry?
Can bed bugs come on?
Good question. Yes and no. From the store, unless you're that lucky that me, fully infested of bed bugs, I have so much at home that I have in my pockets, and I just sat on the couch you just bought. That's not going to happen. What might happen is those trucks, they carry also old material sometimes. That I've seen. I've seen trucks, you know, a couple of years ago, the tendency was, we'll take back your old mattress. We're not going to wrap it, we're not going to check if there is bed bugs, and I'll put it with the brand new one that I will deliver in 2 hours next to it. Yes, that happened before. I would personally, when I buy a mattress, I check it myself. I check it carefully, just to see. If I see black dots, if I see a bug, it doesn't come into my place, just to make sure. Those companies are slowly beginning to be aware that there is a problem. I had discussions with some of those companies a couple of years ago, and I was not too happy with what I heard, that not my problem anyway, customer will take care of it later. That happens. Very stupid, but again, this is part of why there is so much bed bugs right now. That's because we let them do, we let them grow, we let them take the space. So yes, it's possible. Chances are very, very low, but technically, it's possible. What else?
Could you walk us through the steps we should take working in a library?
Yep.
We deal with books all the time, but first a book is returned and we see something.
Yep.
So that's one scenario. And another is a person comes to the desk and says, I think I've been bitten. Could you tell us the steps we should take?
Yep, absolutely. If someone brings back a book, like it happens not too long ago, and was smart enough to tell your people that there's something moving between the pages, they did perfect. Wrap it in plastic, put it in a plastic bag, that's perfect. Bed bugs will not drill a hole through the plastic. They don't do holes, okay? So that's perfect, it was contained, then checked, it was no bed bugs. But at least, even if it would have been bed bugs, I would have heat the book itself, and that's it. Because it wasn't there for 2 hours, it wasn't left somewhere, it was given directly, that's what I understood. Put it in a bag and have it checked by your pest control company as soon as possible.
So, we ordered special bags recommended by ABC.
You got them?
And we'll distribute them to every branch. They're like a really good Ziploc bag, so we'll have those in all the returns areas.
What about microwaving? Vacuum? It has to be 10 feet.
No. They're too small.
Yeah. No. So if you see anything or if someone says, I think there's something, put it in a bag, let your head librarian know, and contact Francisco.
And do not panic. No. Just because the book, you'll move it,
yeah.
A guaranteed bed bug will not move. They hate that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed they're not going to move. Until you put the book here on the shelf, it's going to stay there for a few minutes. Then slowly bed bug might restart. but it's going to be very quiet meanwhile.
I'm thinking just if you notice a bug while you're handling a book. Obviously, if someone comes to you and says, "I think I've got, but I think I saw a bug in this book," hand them the plastic bag and have them put it in the plastic bag. Yeah. Or say, "Do not bring this book."
No need to throw it on the floor. No need to. If you feel more comfortable, go wash your hands right after, and it's over. Bed bug on you will not stay there, for sure. It's gonna fall on the ground and go hide somewhere. Okay? They hate humans when they move. They love us a lot, but only when we're sleeping. That's it.
But don't stop. If someone gets on you, it's gonna jump off your sofa.
It's gonna want to go away immediately, and that's it. It's not comfortable on people when we're moving. No, not at all. No.
But contact us immediately. Yeah. Contact.
Just to make sure it's checked quickly.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
You're not even sure it's an insect. If you're not even sure it's an insect, but you think that maybe you saw something, put it in a bag. That's it. Yes?
Say somebody has bed bugs in a book, they drop it in that outside bin that we have downstairs, which has carpeting in it. Yeah. Then we go down and pick it up. How long does it, will it?
What I believe is I don't think they would stay there, first of all. The books are going to go back in the shelves with the bed bugs.
2 hours
sometimes. Yep. They might go in the box, in the bin. They might find somebody or a desk. They might not. They might turn around a couple of weeks, a couple of days, and die. Maybe its life is just about to be over, maybe not, but it needs blood from a human that's sleeping. If it cannot find human sleeping, it'll go for an animal. If it cannot find an animal, it'll go for a human which is not sleeping. When it's extremely desperate, like us, there's some food I love, some I hate. But if the only food left on earth is the one I hate, I guarantee I'm going to go for it. Same thing with bed bugs. They have to survive. So I've seen a few cases, but extremely rare, where they were sitting under a chair. Just a few bed bugs. Under a chair, and that's it. So the gentleman was feeling something, then slowly had skin reaction, then we find it. Treat the chair, the office, over. That's it.
But your point is it's rarely in a book.
Rarely.
Rarely.
It would take a pretty much important infestation, and the book would have to be in that infestation, and maybe by accident one would go in the corner to hide.
So, yes. In self-defense, a company like this that has many people coming in, should we not have just plastic furniture? Get rid of them?
No. If you do this, they're going to go on something else. It would be impossible to completely prevent, avoid. Impossible. Impossible. Try not just to catch the flu for 3-4 years. Won't happen. One day or another, you'll cross someone. It might happen, bed bugs. It might happen. At your place, my place, here, so what? Now we know. You do the call. You tell the people. We come, determine the plan. We fix, and that's it. That's it.
I'm sorry. Wasn't a bed bug, right?
Yeah, no, was not a bed bug.
Are there other types of bugs in her books?
Yeah, there was a bug in the book. There was one that was certainly not from here, but from the student place. What I suppose is it was a book lice. Nothing to do with the lice.
Yeah, okay.
Only the name. You know that?
Okay.
Probably the book was left on the floor. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure, but maybe cement. A floor or something with a carpet, so there's a few. There's extreme, that insect is very present all over the planet, useful actually. And it went there by accident, and that's it. It was not very comfortable. If we would have never seen that, it would be dead by then. It would be dead in less than a week. In an area like this, with the humidity level very well controlled and everything, won't last for long, for sure. No. Yes?
Does the treatment kill the eggs?
Good question. When we do a chemical treatment, it is normal to see activity for 2 weeks. Then it is not, because of the eggs. All the exposed bed bugs, I'm going to kill during the treatment. I'll find them, and I'll kill them immediately. But the eggs that are maybe in the wall, in an electric cable or somewhere in the ceiling or in a crack where I cannot reach, the eggs will hatch, maximum 21 days, then come for me. But we know that the treatments where and the products we do apply are built for that, built and designed for this, knowing the biology of the insect. Yes, sir?
Yeah, I have two questions. Yeah. Where did we find the bugs in the library? Mm-hmm. That's one, and the couches that we have, and the chairs that we have, is that a area that the bugs could get on?
No. No, I wouldn't change it.
No, I just want to know.
Yeah.
But where did the library be?
The incident we had, it was contained on the sixth floor of McLennan in one section of cubicles, new cubicles, facing Sherbrooke Street. So imagine like four desks facing each other. And the red chairs that were in the new group zone on Red Path main floor.
Was it plastic or was it?
The red chairs were
a vinyl leather.
A fake leather. So very separate locations. The dogs sniffed the entire building and they found those two localized spots. Then the exterminators came in and we followed the instructions from health and safety about, you know, leaving space clear.
Of course they have preference for wood. The dogs, they love to establish their nest around wood. They love it. Metal, not really. Polished surfaces, not really. But if they do not have the choice, they'll go for it. But there's no way there's going to be a huge infestation on those materials. They're going to go for something more comfortable, like wood, all the cracks, crevices, especially this, to lay the eggs and droppings and do their stuff. Because they spend maybe 5% of their time looking for us, the rest, they do not care about us. They do their little business in the corners and that's it. That's it. Yes?
After the treatment, the first treatment, yep. Like once in our library, mm-hmm.
In that case, it wasn't necessary because it was very, very minimal, but we did a check, a visual inspection, a week after or something like that. That's probably the best thing to be done, is a visual inspection after, with someone who knows about the case, so we can see exactly what happened. You need to communicate, remember that? We need communication, so I need information, what happened, when, where, so I can go and check if it's all right or not. I'm sorry?
You have the dogs coming back. Okay. There was a certain number of time that you had to wait.
40 days minimum.
Yeah.
October 7th, that's great.
Needs to wait at least, I believe it's 40 days, because the dog will detect the old traces up to 40 days. So you need to wait. Yes?
So you've actually treated the furniture?
Yeah.
Sprayed or what?
Yeah. It was a liquid. Yeah, a spray, a cane in a can. There's many products, but that one was perfectly appropriate for that because of the tissues and... Yes?
What did the dog sniffing for?
The ADN. That's what I was told, the ADN of the bed bug. Probably our blood.
DNA.
Yeah, DNA, sorry. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Probably what it is.
If you have a bad dog,
no, the dogs probably, but they'll never tell you any that doesn't have a clue. You'll detect pretty much everything. Mine used to detect candies and stuff like that, but it needs to be seriously trained for that. You need a good trainer and a good dog. Both. If you have a bad trainer, the dog will be as bad, for sure. It's very important. But again, the only not problem, but the thing with the detection dogs is they smell often something that you won't be able to find or to see. If I have bed bugs at my place, lots of them, I take my pants and I sit there and I go, tomorrow the dog will give a positive on that chair. Because I was there yesterday and there is guaranteed there is probably no bed bugs. but the dog will smell that for sure. So it's always good to complete with a technician, a well-trained and certified technician, to confirm what's going on. Always good to do that. Not when we do the rooms and everything, but for cases like what happened here, it's always good to do that after. Yes?
And what about the carpet beneath those desks?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Attractive carpet? No. No. If you want to change it, I don't have no problem, but whatever you put,
like that.
No. There's no way they're going to hide on the carpet. They might go just in the corner, but even if it's wood, cement, whatever it is, there's an end where the floor meets the wall, there's a crack. Whatever the finishing product is, same problem. Same thing. But again, you'll never be able to build a building bedbug proof. If humans or animals have access, that's the problem. And again, if it happens, so what? You call the expert, you have the problem fixed, that's it. We had that experience together a couple of weeks ago, wasn't very complicated, that's it. It is a problem, but there's many, many, many solutions. But again, the key element is communication. If you think you saw a bed bug, it's not because you'll find a bug tonight at your place, at your home, that it is a bed bug. You want to make sure, put it in a jar, bring it to a specialist, have an ID, then you'll know. That's it. Outside, you'll never find them. Not in Quebec, at least. Never, ever. Inside, not far from us. We have time for one or two more questions, maybe?
Yeah, my place is behind my box there. I have air mattresses.
Okay. In your place, there was bed bugs
in the mattress? Yeah, but I had a sofa and bed there. Yep. They were found there, but not in the floor.
Not on the floor, you mean?
Not on the floor, but mattress.
Okay, that happens. Maybe because they didn't like the material or something. Maybe they find somewhere else. Maybe where someone was sitting on the couch when the first got in. And again, they don't know it is a bed. All they know is what I need to feed on is sitting there when it suits me, so I'm going to install and I'm going to have my babies in that area. Again, we call them bed bugs, because humans are sleeping in beds. If I sleep in the bed or on the couch, any guys sleep on the couch at least once? Go there for a couple of weeks, they will reach you there. Not supposed to be funny, but okay, just kidding. What else? No? No more questions?
There's a person associated with McGill that had a problem. It was treated as an apartment, has returned.
Okay.
Now they're saying he's going to have to pay for the inspection.
He's going to have to?
Pay for the inspection. Is that normal Quebec law or?
Depends. That's not something I'd like to be involved. Who's going to pay the bill?
Yes.
That's not really my business. Not really. What I can tell you is that in Montreal, in apartment towers, it is the responsibility of the owner to take action, not to pay for the bill, to manage. If he can find the source, he can go to La Régie du Logement and do a claim on the tenant, if he can find. If the owner doesn't do a good job, doesn't quickly call a company or told the guy, go buy products, I'll pay you later, now he's in trouble. If the full building gets infested, in court, he needs to pay, he needs to do the job, and the city of Montreal will be on his back big time. They're going to follow the job from start to end, completely. They're going to approve the company that's going to be out here. They're going to manage. They're going to check everything until it's over. Over means 45 days after you saw the last live bed bugs, 45 days max, you can say it's over. Before that, maybe there's still one or two survivors. If the job was not properly done, if something was not communicated to the pest control company, if they don't tell you exactly what to do, what to expect. And one of the sad things about the treatments is, if I have a treatment for bed bugs at my place, because now I know I have bed bugs, there's no way I'm going to sleep here tonight, but I should. Because if I go away, the food source is not there anymore, so they're going to wait and wait and wait. As soon as I come back, they're going to reemerge and try to get me. Now the treatment will start to have an effect only. So it's getting delayed. So I know it's sad, but if you have an experience with bed bug at home, you should stay at your home. The company will guide you how to get less bites, maybe how to eliminate everything around the mattress and the area. There's going to be kind of pesticide barriers around the bed. So if they go to reach you, they just condemn themselves. They should die in a week, 2 weeks maximum. But it is important to have a CO2 and a blood source in the apartment or in the house after treatment. I'm not saying you're gonna have a very nice sleep, that I can understand. One customer told me one time that he's got the trick is to get very drunk, so you sleep well and no problem. That's what he told me. Yes, sir.
Sorry.
No, that's not what I said. No, that's a good question. If I have bed bugs at home, do I still go to work? Absolutely. Why not? You could. Depend. I'm not telling you what your boss is going to tell me, and I'm not your boss. What I would tell my employees, make sure that what you're going to wear, you put it in the dryer 20 minutes before you dress. That's it. Jeans, shoes if you can, everything. Put it, wear it, and that's it. If there was something, it's totally burned and dead. 20 minutes in the dryer, over.
One last question.
Yes.
Do you get called for infestation in an apartment building? Do you report it to the city?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, I'm just...
By obligation. By obligation. Okay. You know a bit about bed bugs. Yeah. When their site is working. It's been down for a month now. So that was pretty funny when we heard the city of Montreal telling us that bed bugs is stable since their site is not working, yeah. So we can't put anything in. There you go. There you go.
Well,
that's it.
So just thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For walking us through that. I think the strong message is communicate if anybody comes to the desk or if you see anything, communicate to us through your head, through Francisco. We get in touch with facilities. They have a contract with the ABC. And we will deal with it right away. So don't wait. Even if you're thinking, I'm not quite sure what this is, just contact us.
Very important.
And, I have customers. We'll deal with it right away.
I have customers on South Shore. They called us first time a year and a half ago. It was a mess. Lawyers were involved. Everybody was doing all kinds of things, but no one was trying to kill the bugs. Everybody was trying to find the source. Trying to point somebody, well, it doesn't matter. So what? Let's go kill the bed bugs and that's it. Now they had a few stories. Now they kind of used to it. It's never fun. It's never something you're proud, but it can happen. And that's it. And again, they love everybody. So now when they have those cases and they check, we go on a monthly basis, inspect apartments. We've done discussion. I've done a few presentations there also. Now it's like, hey, it's my turn. It looks like it's my turn. It's sad, but I need help. So they go to the management, they go see their boss, and say, I think I have a problem. So we have a check and treat and move on to something else. That's it.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just going to see if I'm going to have a treatment.